of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for Monday, October 26, 2020. I am Whitney Milliner. In the headlines, Roseau North MP Danny Luque stated that COVID-19 revealed the gaping hole in the country's economic strategy while speaking at the fourth meeting of the first session of Dominica's 10th Parliament. Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, seeking a fifth consecutive term in office, told supporters in St. Vincent the opposition New Democratic Party, NDP, is falling apart as they get ready to cast their ballots. And calls are growing in parts of the Muslim world to boycott French goods in protest after President Emmanuel Macron publicly defended cartoons of Prophet Muhammad, considered blasphemous in Islam. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of West Indies Communications Enterprise Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Welcome back. In our top story, Roseau North MP Danny Luque stated that COVID-19 revealed the gaping hole in the country's economic strategy while speaking at the fourth meeting of the first session of Dominica's 10th Parliament.
When a country is hit by a major storm, as was the case for Hurricane David, there were major replanting programs to restore our coconuts, our bananas, our exotic. And in this case, earlier on this year, we were hit by COVID-19. And what COVID-19 has done is that it has exposed a gaping hole in our economic strategy. We saw after Hurricane Maria that we had a few replanting programs, but nothing significant enough to affect our exports. Farmers are discouraged. Markets have disappeared.
Lamenting on the standing of agriculture 25 years ago, Luque suggested making larger investments in agriculture. He says the farmers are simply waiting on a signal from the government.
That was about 25 to 30 years ago. We had individuals shipping fruit via aircraft to other Caribbean islands. So it was done before, so we can do it again. I'm suggesting that we must invest in a bigger way in agriculture if we talk about resilience. Resilience in agriculture by way of a strategy must invest more monies in agriculture. We have an almost 2-decade-old promise of ships to take our crops to the islands, but it's just that, a promise. So I'm suggesting that by way of a strategy going forward, we should have at least 2 aircrafts going north, well, 1 north, 1 south, and 2 refrigerated ships. All farmers are looking for is a signal that government will facilitate and the production will come.
Luque asserted that agriculture will always be a significant economic pillar in Dominica's economy, despite what is done in other sectors.
Despite what we do in tourism, despite what we do in the other sectors, it is clear that agriculture will always be a significant strategy if adopted, you know, for Dominica. We are also saying that small entrepreneurs, much more of granting facility must be given to small entrepreneurs. The whole question of arrowroot, furring, packaging of those products, and most of all, assistance for shipping to the other Caribbean islands. Think of our economy at this time. You know, we cannot accommodate the tourists so that we can get the tourist dollar. But if our strategy was properly designed, we would be making quite a bit of money from our agriculture today, even in a situation of COVID.
Rosal North MP Danny Lugay. Reports confirm that in 2008, discussions commenced on the aegis of International Sustainable Development Community to discover ways in which small and large-scale economies can develop cost-effective renewable energy initiatives. Former Agriculture Minister Afedan Matai says this group of like-minded professionals brought in professionals from the energy sector of various territories and developed a parliament-ready document entitled The Low Carbon Climate Resilient Development Strategy, which was presented to Dominica's cabinet in 2010. Martin said this draft development strategy was presented and approved by the government of Dominica in 2012, and the document became an official development strategy for Dominica. However, this report, the first of its kind, may have had a smaller loophole. Martin says policymakers realized the need for diversifying renewable energy initiatives in order to quickly reach the country's peak demand of 22 kilowatts of electrical power.
Why is that important? Here's why. Because from around 2001, soon after this administration first came into office, there were conversations about expanding renewables. There were conversations about expanding solar, wind, biogas, hydro, and to begin exploring for geothermal energy. And why is that important? Those conversations didn't get much traction until they found a home in the Low Carbon Climate Resilient Development Strategy, which advocates an approach to renewable energy that says, hey, we must avoid exchanging one level of dependence on a source, on a single source of power, to another source of power, even if renewable. So we must simultaneously proceed with expanding and developing our capacity to have in the mix a portfolio that includes solar energy, wind energy, hydropower, biogas digesters, and we should explore our capacity for geothermal.
Mate referenced recommendations provided to the DLP government, which showed Dominica's ability to begin work and complete five of the various elements of renewable energy.
So there were five renewable energy sources that the official government and country position says we should be moving forward at the same time on these. It is kind of like having a diversified approach to energy. We know about diversified approach agriculture, but now we apply that same template of diversification to energy.
Marta went on to expose the current government's position in implementing the Low Carbon Climate Resilient Development Strategy, adding that their actions go contrary to the amended recommendations, which stated the need for diversification and which lists Dominica's level of viability for each of the five renewable energy projects.
From around 2005, 2006, there were conversations that had been started by the late Prime Minister Pierre Charles, but there were conversations with the international community about supporting Dominica's efforts at building its renewable energy capacity. This morphed quickly into the possible exploration for geothermal. And the international community did respond with some financing, which was for renewable energy development. Therein began, I think, the real challenge that has led us to the point we are today. We took all these resources, some of which were available from the World Bank, some from the United Nations community, some from private sources, some from the French government, etc. And instead of commencing development of renewables as a sector, we actually put all of that financing behind one single renewable energy source.
Agronomist and former Agriculture Minister Afedan Matai. Parliamentary representative for the Salisbury constituency, Hector John, says, open quote, due to the ongoing construction of the Tranquility Resort and Spa being developed in the Salisbury community, it is recommended that the newly refurbished and multifaceted Salisbury Primary School should be used to host official skill-based training programs in various areas of study, inclusive of hospitality, fishing, and electrical engineering, among others.
Classes in that area, and I made recommendation that the Tranquility Resort has been built in Salisbury, and why not use the school to do some culinary arts and hospitality courses, prepare young people to get employment at that facility when it begins its operation.
Speaking to Q95 News on Monday, John added that he wants to see collaboration between the government and the community of Salisbury to ensure that the facility is utilized as a training site to boost capacity of residents within the community.
I also see that as an opportunity for there to be more collaboration between government and the community to ensure that we empower young people by providing skills training at that facility for them. And that's very important for us as a community. After Hurricane Maria, we saw that we were short on our skill set in Dominica. We had to import skilled workers to work in Dominica, construction work in Dominica, and rebuilding the country. We had to import our skilled workers. So we see there's an opportunity that this school maybe could serve as an area for young people on the West Coast to utilize to get some training in arc welding, plumbing, fishing, masonry, and other things, electrical wiring and whatnot, in different fields that will make them self-sufficient. That is very important for us as a community.
Parliamentary representative for the Salisbury constituency, Hector John. Parliamentary representative for the Maho constituency and Minister for National Security, Reuben Blackmore, says now is the time for us to do some serious introspection as we look at our general social behavior when dealing with COVID-19. His statements came in light of a new case of COVID-19 being identified within the Gymet area over the weekend. Presently, Dominica has a number of 38 confirmed cases, with 9 being active, as revealed by the Ministry of Health.
No, so by now, most of us would have learned of the cases in the Gymet, area, Gymet/Mao area, because these people have connection in Mao. And I want to call on the public not to panic, but to continue to help the officials within the Ministry of Health to continue with the contact tracing and community testing. And now is the time for all of us to do some serious introspection and relook at our general social behavior.
Minister Blackmore says it is his observation that the Dominicans have been letting down their guard as it relates to this COVID-19 pandemic.
I have noticed, as I said, and even before today, we are seeing the letting down of our guard. We are not really observing the Ministry of Health and protocols, like wearing our mask and observing our physical distances, sanitizing our hands before touching surfaces. And we congregate in bars and public places and at the side of the roads, etc. These forms of behavior do not help in the fight to contain and to manage the spread of COVID-19.
Parliamentary representative for the Maho constituency and Minister for National Security, Reuben Blackmore. Open quote, no matter where an injustice is happening, be it against an individual or group, in this case against the Haitian population in Dominica, that has to be stemmed. End quote. That's the sentiment of social activist Loftus Durand. Durand says the Haitians, who protested yesterday, did well to their cause by standing for their rights. On Sunday, Haitian individuals staged a protest action at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium to bring attention to the injustice being done against them. He complimented the Haitian protesters and the organizers of the protest action.
I want just to compliment the Haitian communities in Dominica, because what I saw yesterday is something that was well organized. They came in their numbers, they protested for their cause, and also they did that in a very at least for the first instance, in a very orderly way. So I want to compliment them for that. I mean to say the Haitian nationals, they have a history of standing up for their rights. And so I guess that was one exercise yesterday that they showed us in Dominica, how we can do, what we should do, when we should do.
As regards speculation surrounding who gave permission to use the stadium for that demonstration, Durand says the question should be answered by the relevant authorities.
I am 100% sure any group in Dominica, the opposition, CCM, whoever would stand up and say, you know something, write a letter to whoever it is and say we need that use of the stadium for protest action, that would be a no-no. And so however they got the use of the stadium yesterday, these questions must be answered by the relevant authorities.
Based on what was said at yesterday's activities, protest action will likely continue.
And they said the protest action will continue if their injustice is not sort of solved by the powers that be. You heard a lot of voices there yesterday, but one of the lines that I took note of was that the government, the DLP regime, basically brought them down in numbers. Some of them were saying yesterday, and to them, what they are being meted out now in terms of the promises or promise that they were promised, the DLP regime is not coming through, and so that and more, they will continue to protest against.
Social activist Loftus Durand. Three additional cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed by the health ministry officials in Dominica, which brings the country's total to 38 confirmed cases, of which 9 are active. These three additional cases were recorded over the past 7 days. Minister of Health, Wellness and New Health Investment, Dr. Irvin McIntyre, says that the ministry is concerned that the public has adopted a relaxed approach to the COVID-19 pandemic and, to a great extent, is letting down their guards. The minister said, open quote, "We recognize that we are in a festive season, celebrating our independence, and several mass gatherings have been planned. However, based on the protocols which have been outlined by the Ministry of Health, Wellness and New Health Investment, community transmission could be imminent if the protocols are not complied with." End quote.
They said the
community transmission could be imminent if these protocols are not complied with. Do you know why COVID-19 is spreading fast in many other countries? It is because people are not complying with the wearing of masks and physical distancing at work and are not sanitizing properly. Persons are not enforcing the use of masks by relatives and friends coming to their homes or when hanging out with close friends at bars, crowded and enclosed places. We must all be reminded that COVID-19 is transmitted by respiratory droplets. These droplets are expelled into the air when we breathe, sneeze, cough, talk, and sing, and they settle on surfaces that we make contact with. Then we touch our eyes, nose, and mouth, the points of entry for the virus.
McIntyre said, open quote, "So far, Dominica has had a commendable track record in the battle against COVID-19, with zero deaths and no one requiring critical care. However, the fight is far from over and the risk continue to exist." End quote.
So far, Dominica has had a commendable track record in the battle against COVID-19, with zero deaths and no one requiring critical care. And this is largely related to the efforts of the government of Dominica, the Ministry of Health, prompt and strategic response to COVID-19, and the numerous healthcare professionals and others on the front line. However, the fight is far from over and the risks continue to exist. We implore you to do all in your power to protect the most vulnerable by complying with all of the protocols that the Ministry of Health has been promoting. Wear masks, wash hands, sanitize surfaces, physical distance, boost immune system by eating healthy foods, keep informed about the latest updates, and encourage and empower others to do the same.
The health minister also said, quote unquote, "In the days ahead, I shall convene meetings with the churches, private sector entities, school principals, entertainers, among others, to review our efforts to inform and educate the public."
For us to continue to be effective with our fight against COVID-19, the country needs you to play your part. I need you to play your part, please. Let us do this together. In the days ahead, I shall convene meetings with the churches, private sector entities, school principals, entertainers, among others, to review our effort to inform and educate the public. Should anyone require further information or need to make a report, please call the Ministry of Health hotline at 448-2151, 448-2153, 448-2156, 611-4235, 1-800-219. I thank you.
That was Health Minister Dr. Irvin McIntyre, Minister of Health, Wellness and New Health Investment. And finally, Prime Minister Skerritt said on Sunday, government may soon impose mandatory measures like wearing masks and new guidelines for public events to limit the spread of COVID-19 in response to recent increases in confirmed COVID-19 cases. Mr. Skerritt says there may now be a new application process for persons wishing to host any event, which will be policed to ensure that COVID-19 protocols are met. He added, quote unquote, "We are going to have to bring some order to hosting of activities."
There are certain actions, I believe, that the state must take. And so we have to bring a greater order to the hosting of activities in the public. There will have to be a new application process. So you will be required to apply to host these events with your police and to ensure that you adhere to the guidelines and the protocols set forth for these activities. We will have to deal with the issue of how many patrons you can have in the locality, in the venue that you'll be hosting these activities. So we're going to have to bring some order to the hosting of activities now and in the future. So we're going to have to be doing those things.
He says that the question of making mask mandatory by law is one that is very close to being passed in Parliament, and he is giving the Dominican people one more week to see how they behave.
I don't think we are at a point where we should make mask mandatory by law. We will continue to appeal to our sensibilities to wear masks, understand that we are doing to protect ourselves, our family, and the rest of the society. But I do not believe that we are very far from making the wearing of masks mandatory by law. So let's give ourselves another week to see how we behave. If we see that we are behaving in a week's time the way we believe in now, then we will make it mandatory. And we will impose a fine on people who do not wear the mask in public.
He says that he has received recommendations from the COVID-19 technical team that needed to be implemented.
I have received certain recommendations from the technical team which advises the government on actions to be taken in respect to the management of COVID-19. I have gone through it, and of course it will have to go to the cabinet on Tuesday for cabinet's approval, but they're recommending certain actions that we have to take to protect ourselves and to protect the whole country. I know people were expecting me tonight to announce certain measures, but I'm not in a position to do that. They'll go to cabinet on Tuesday, and then we will seek to ratify the recommendations, all of which I am in agreement with from the technical team, that I believe that we should move going forward.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. In other news, Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves, who is seeking an unprecedented fifth consecutive term in office, told supporters over the weekend that the main opposition New Democratic Party, NDP, which lost the last two general elections by an 8-7 margin, is falling apart as Vicentians get ready to cast their ballots. Gonsalves also told supporters that the government is moving to ensure that all persons in quarantine for the coronavirus would be able to cast their ballots. He says cabinet will this week approve a statutory rule and order declaring a time slot for persons in quarantine to vote, as he predicted that his ruling United Labour Party, ULP, would sweep all 13 seats on the mainland in a November 5th general election. In a revised statement over the weekend, the Health Services Subcommittee of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, said the Supervisor of Elections and the Attorney General are in discussions in relation to the specific time period to be assigned for voting on November 5th by eligible electors or voters in quarantine or isolation. St. Vincent and the Grenadines has recorded 74 cases of the coronavirus since it was first detected in China last December. There have been no deaths. And calls are growing in parts of the Muslim world to boycott French goods in protest after President Emmanuel Macron publicly defended cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, which are considered blasphemous in Islam. Macron made the remarks last week at a tribute to the murdered high school teacher Samuel Paty, who was beheaded earlier this month during a terror attack in a northern suburb of Paris. Paty was killed after he showed cartoons of the Prophet during a class on freedom of expression. Macron said France would not give up the characters of and pledge to tackle extreme Islamism in the country, sparking demonstrations and triggering boycotts in Muslim-majority countries. Turkish President said on Monday during a speech in the capital Ankara, open quote, "I am calling on the people, do not go near French goods, do not buy them. European leaders must say stop to Macron and his campaign of hatred." Paty's murder has reignited tensions surrounding secularism, Islamism, and Islamophobia in France, but public anger in Islamic countries over Macron's handling of the attack threatens to make a diplomatic and economic issue as well. That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of our headlines. Roseau North MP Danny Logay stated that COVID-19 revealed the gaping hole in the country's economic strategy while speaking at the fourth meeting of the first session of Dominica's 10th Parliament. Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, seeking a fifth consecutive term in office, told supporters in St. Vincent the opposition New Democratic Party, NDP, is falling apart as they get ready to cast their ballots. And calls are growing in parts of the Muslim world to boycott French goods in a protest after President Emmanuel Macron publicly defended cartoons of Prophet Muhammad, considered blasphemous in Islam. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of West Indies Communications Enterprise Limited. I am Whitney Milena.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.